and stuff coming out of your radio on a wonderful Wednesday. Welcome to it. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And again, two for the price of one. I've got two very special guests in the studio with me, giving you a scoop regarding a chance for you to get active for a cause, and a cause that is close to the hearts of many a wildlife lover on the Dolphin Coast, I have no doubt. And it's great to be putting Project Rhino back in the spotlight here on Radio Life and Style. And in the studio with me, representing the Project Rhino team, we have the director of Project Rhino, Grant Folds, on microphone number one. Grant, welcome to Radio Life and Style on a Wednesday. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you.
Cheryl and I.
Alongside you, you mentioned Cheryl is in the house. Cheryl Lancelis from Devahiti Yoga Studio, a lady who has in the past organized a very special event in support of Project Rhino, and now again is aiming to get some good hearts and good people on yoga mats to raise funds for this really worthy cause. Cheryl, welcome to you. How are you today?
Very good, and thanks so much for having us today.
Great to have you in the house. And let's just set the scene and remind folks who might have heard the name Project Rhino in the past, or maybe this is the first time they're hearing it. What is the mission and the vision behind Project Rhino, Grant, and how did it all get going?
Yeah, the mission of Project Rhino is a non-profit that collaborates with certain and almost all the Rhino Range projects and game reserves, as well as NGOs in this province of KwaZulu-Natal. It does go beyond our borders to support other causes like education, and we're trying to make our brand international so that we can take the awareness plot of the rhino to other countries and other places and continents in the world.
So the scope is massive, and the roots run deep. I mean, this isn't something that was just cooked up yesterday. It's earned respect over many years. How long has Project Rhino been going for now?
Well, it was founded just after 2010, when there was a big crisis in the rhino war. After 2007, you know, we only lost 7 rhinos, and it doubled in 2008 to 14. Spiked in 2014 at 1,215 in South Africa. So, yeah, the actual crisis has managed to come down substantially due to several organizations in Southern Africa and, you know, places like Project Rhino that collaborate and bring people together for everything from community engagement, training, aircraft in the sky, boots and binoculars, and everything to do with Rhino Range, including judiciary and courts in action.
It's a
to
whole
bring everybody together.
A 360-degree approach that, as you say, has been bearing fruit, but the moment the foot gets taken off the gas, so to speak, and pressure gets eased up, I mean, we've seen post-COVID spikes again. And it's the kind of thing that can't be taken for granted. You can't say, "Well, we've got it under control," because the network and the dark web of the illegal trade in horns is ever active. And so it's a vital project that needs to be supported and needs to keep going. But it's an expensive undertaking to keep all of that support flowing. Am I right?
Yeah, that's our job, Mike. We basically have to fund all these things ourselves as a non-profit. And right now, KwaZulu-Natal is in serious threat because of the reduction in poaching in Kruger National Park. So we found that the poachers have moved down south into this province.
So has this become the hotspot, so to speak?
Yeah, unfortunately, last year, you know, we were up to 244 rhinos in this province alone out of the 499 that were killed in Southern Africa. So there's definitely an effect, and things like interventions like dehorning have made a massive impact on reducing the poaching. But, you know, that's just a temporary measure. We don't want to deface these things that are so beautiful and majestic in our
absolutely. In our nature. But it also seems like the news cycles being what they are, certain things become a flavor of the month and they get a lot of attention, and then news media sort of focuses on whatever the next big buzzy headline is. But the fact that we're still dealing with hundreds of rhinos being poached on an annual basis is staggering. And I think maybe a lot of people don't know that it's still that much of an issue. And so every effort that the general public can make to support Project Rhino and the multifaceted work that you do, it's literally going towards saving lives of these, as you say, majestic creatures, natural resources that need to be preserved for future generations and contribute so much towards the economy in the form of tourism and ecological education. And Cheryl, let's talk about your association with Project Rhino, how you first crossed paths, you hosted a really successful initial Yoga for Rhinos fundraiser. Was it last year?
No, it was a good 10 years ago. Actually, I had just moved from the Cape to Bellita area, didn't know anybody, and saw, I think that was the time that we were hitting another crisis with the poaching. And so we put together it was Lychee Orchard, we put together a very quick yoga fundraiser, and we managed to raise 10 grand. Which was, we just thought, well, at least it can maybe help keep the helicopter in the air for another day or so.
Yeah, but every little bit helps, right?
Exactly.
So the thinking now is that it's been a long time coming, but you've been now a decade into the Bellita community. Your sphere of influence has grown, and the game is to try now and do another Yoga for Rhinos, but this time bigger, better, and with hopefully a really significant chunk of change being brought in to support Project Rhino. So what is the date, what is the venue, and what is the plan for this upcoming event?
Right, so it's on the 27th of July, it's a Saturday. It's going to be out at Rain Farm. Chris is kindly hosting us. And so we're hoping to get at least 150 participants on the day, but we need people to commit now. People are very hesitant here in KZN to commit in advance, but it would be really nice to know how many people are happy to come. The event, the yoga, will be from 10 o'clock until 12, and that might be a bit daunting. People will think, oh, yoga for 2 hours. It's going to be gentle. It's going to be slow. We do not want to challenge. We want to encourage people to move. The entire intention will be kindness, sort of nonviolence. So, in the general theme of yoga. And if you can breathe, if you are breathing, you can participate. It's 350 Rand to participate. And for that, you'll get to enjoy the 2 hours of yoga with us. Followed by a lovely harvest table lunch. Awesome. With some wine tasting that's been thrown in by Chris from Rain Farm too.
Hey, that guy knows his wine. So this is
motivation.
This is going to be a very special morning, and a chance for you to now get your yoga gang together and put it on your calendar. Make a date of it. What is the smartest way to put the name down and to reserve a spot on the mat, Cheryl?
Well, I think the easiest would be, perhaps we can put an electronic flyer up on your site,
yes,
the lifestyle site, on social media. We can do the same with Project Rhino. Plus, if anyone can, they can make contact with me on my cell phone number. Can I say that now?
Put it out there.
084-090-2083, and then I can forward you the flyer.
Brilliant.
I have put out, I have got some posters which I'll be putting out and about over the next day or two. And I'd like to challenge all the yoga studios in and around KZN, and possibly they can participate by getting people out, to know and putting the word out. And it's not just myself that's teaching. There's three teachers, so they're also going to be putting it out, to everybody. So if we can just perhaps share the love and come and have a beautiful day, a lovely family day together. And if people are not keen, they don't have the time, or they don't want to participate on the actual day, We would appreciate any donations. So on the flyer, there is a bank account. And if they would just, if it's a donation, they can just put their name and the word donation as a reference. And otherwise, if they're participating, it's 350 Rand, their name, and times one, two, or three, you know, depending on how many tickets.
There you go.
And the tickets will be given on the day as they arrive.
So easy. And for those who are keen to find out more information on Project Rhino, great website, projectrhinokzn.org, where you can check out more info and all the contact information for getting in touch. Maybe you want to get involved in a bigger capacity. Maybe you've got a company that might be able to support in some way. Also, follow the Project Rhino social media handles. Project Rhino KZN is where you will find it on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And Grant, from the Project Rhino team, you have a message for our listeners ahead of this exciting event that you'd like to leave them with.
Yeah, Mike, thank you to Radio Life in Style for always boosting our thing in the community. We are a close-knit community. We are provincially aligned, and we thank people like Cheryl for collaborating and supporting us in every way, because without people's knowledge and the plight of the rhino, we're going to face the danger of losing these majestic animals. And Jawbone Media also are proud partners, and they're based right here on the North Coast.
Awesome.
They will be doing the media stuff that all helps for this worthy cause.
Absolutely. And while we are putting this front and center in the spotlight, Cheryl, one more time, give us your number for those that might want to quickly put it in their phone and send you a WhatsApp.
Thank you, Mike. It's 084-090-2083.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And make a date or your chance to get on the yoga mat at Rain Farm Yoga for Rhinos. And all for a really worthy cause. Project Rhino in the spotlight. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Follow Project Rhino KZN on socials, and keep your eyes on our very own Radio Life and Style Instagram and Facebook, where we'll be posting the flyer with all of the details so that you can get the gang together and make a day of it. My special guests in the studio with me from Devahiti Yoga Studio, Cheryl Lancelis, and Grant Folds, Director of Project Rhino. Guys, thanks for giving us the scoop on a Wednesday right here on Radio Life and Style. More power to you, and we're back in Project Rhino all the way. You heard it.
Thank you.
Radio Life and Style, bringing you back to the music. And right now, Dua Lipa.